From KYR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. A growing number of local governments in Arkansas are investing in solar energy. KYR's Michael Hiblin has a discussion about incentives that are making this happen.
A new law taking effect is allowing towns, counties, agencies, and schools to partner with third-party companies in construction of solar projects. Arkansas business reporter Kyle Massey writes about that in this week's issue and joins me now. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Good. Thanks for your time. First, tell me about this new law that is allowing a major expansion of solar arrays in the state.
Well, it's known as the Solar Access Act of 2019. It was passed by the legislature this past session. And basically, it allows non-taxed entities like governments, schools, government agencies to partner with a solar service provider on these projects. And basically, the way that works is that the private solar provider is able to get the federal investment tax break, et cetera, and this lowers the cost of the project and allows the entities that are taking advantage of it to get a lower price on electric power over a long time, most often 25 or 30 years. So there's sort of been a parade of counties, cities, school districts, and even colleges that are starting to take advantage of this and building solar projects around the state.
And what are the benefits for government entities or schools?
Well, they do lock down a lower rate than they're paying for electricity, number one, and they can use these savings to address other needs like deferred maintenance or infrastructure. Washington County, for example, is using its energy performance contract to replace a bunch of inefficient and old air conditioning HVAC units in all of its county buildings. But the main thing is just to lower their electricity prices. Retail price of electricity is averages about 10 cents a kilowatt hour in Arkansas. And these projects provide power to these entities for less than 6 cents under these current deals. So it's a good deal. It saves taxpayer money. The argument is it's basically a no-brainer.
And different places are taking different approaches to how they pursue these projects?
Absolutely. Some counties, Washington County, for example, is going to own its solar array. That arrangement is with basically Johnson Controls, which has an office here in Little Rock, but they subcontracted the actual solar work out to Seal Solar of North Little Rock and Lightwave Solar of Nashville, Tennessee. Those two companies have a teamwork agreement. Washington County will own that facility. Pulaski County, on the other hand, has put out an RFP, a request for bids, for systems that will supply 80 to 100% of the power that the county operations use. Now, Pulaski County has an electricity bill of $1 million a year. They expect to be able to cut that by $250,000 to $350,000 a year. And that savings will allow them to not only pay for the system, but also to accumulate those savings over 30 years.
So are a lot of other entities that haven't done this considering solar arrays?
Absolutely. I'm told by Integrity Energy here in Little Rock that they have full teams that are concentrating just on government and school entities.
And any estimate what percentage of governments have either taken advantage of this or are thinking about it?
Well, it's hard to say at this point. There were altogether, there's about two dozen either county, cities, municipal utilities, and public school districts. The Arkansas National Guard has an array out at Camp Robinson that Integrity completed. The three biggest companies that are providing these 1 megawatt and above solar arrays in Arkansas are Integrity, Seal Solar, and Today's Power Inc., which has been concentrating on building a lot of solar arrays for the state. Besides Washington County and Pulaski County, Jefferson County and Phillips County both have systems. There are city systems in Helena, or either existing or being built in Helena, West Helena, Fayetteville, Clarksville, Stuttgart, and Paris are looking at systems. Camden and Ouachita County have combined together to seek a system, and requests for proposals have gone out from Russellville, Conway, and Central Arkansas Water, the water utility here in Little Rock.
Well, that's a big chunk of the state.
Yeah. Walnut Ridge is also discussing a solar panel project with Integrity. So this is a big deal. This is something that's got people's attention. The bottom line looks good to these entities, and they really see no downside to this.
That's reporter Kyle Massey talking about the growth of solar energy in Arkansas. You can read his story in this week's issue of Arkansas Business. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you, Michael.
Michael Heplin, KUAR News.